By 1944, there had been two world wars separated by a global depression. America invited 44 weary nations to design the first truly international monetary policy.
At Bretton Woods, New Hampshire, delegates from 44 allied and associate countries arrived for the opening of the United Nations Monetary and Financial Conference.
Now the global economy is weak once again, and economists say it's time to go back to Bretton Woods.
That Bretton Woods system fell apart in the 1970s, even though the U.S. was the most powerful nation with the strongest economy.
And it won't be the same when we go back into the woods. If a currency falls in these woods, everyone will hear it.
Go back to your woods.
It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, November 9th. Heading back into history, maybe. I'm not sure if you caught
Dollar
this.
Days. Dollar days here on The Takeaway.
I don't
get them while they're cheap.
But at a dollar store, the dollar's really worth, you know, 100 pennies.
Indeed. Let's get a check of the morning's top news stories, though. In the past hour, President Obama touched down in Indonesia, his home for 4 years as a child. He's already canceled two trips to the country because of final talks on the health care bill and then that Gulf oil spill. But today, the White House says the president will have to cut short this trip because of an ash cloud from that nearby volcano that erupted a week ago. He'll be there for just 24 hours, meeting with Indonesia's president and making a speech about the need to improve relations with the West and the Muslim world.
From Indonesia, the president heads to the G20 summit in South Korea. He'll face rising international concern there over the Federal Reserve's new $600 billion bond buying program. This morning, China warns the influx of money could destabilize the global economy. And there are critics to the Fed's plan here at home. One Federal Reserve official says he's worried the plan may lead to excessive inflation. And those worries, among worries about rising global debt, led to gold closing at a record high yesterday, with silver at a 30-year high. A presidential panel looking into the Gulf oil spill says there's no evidence anyone involved in drilling the well took shortcuts in order to save money.
We have not found a situation where we could say a man had a choice between safety and dollars and put his money on dollars. We haven't seen it.
Not only that, Commission Chief Counsel Fred Bartlett says BP's investigation of what happened is pretty much on the money.
The report they did, which some people in the newspaper said was self-serving, we agree with about 90% of it.
But Bartlett adds the rig was 45 days behind schedule and BP may have hurried some things because of the price of the delays.
In Haiti, the cholera outbreak has now reached the capital. Doctors confirm a 3-year-old boy in Port-au-Prince who has not left the city now has cholera. Samples for more than 100 suspected cases now being tested. Week after the election, Alaska will start counting absentee and write-in votes in that state's still undecided Senate race. This morning, Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the United States is open to the idea of keeping troops in Iraq past a deadline to leave next year if the Iraqi government asks for it.
And Iraq may be former President Bush's biggest legacy, and while promoting his new book, he tells NBC News he doesn't think he needed to apologize for invading Iraq in what turned out to be faulty intelligence.
Apologizing would basically say the decision was a wrong decision, and I don't believe it was a wrong decision.
President Bush's memoir goes on sale today. Looking at the markets, Asian markets are down. European indices are up, though, and so are futures. The Dow will start at 11,406, the S&P at 1,223, the NASDAQ at 2580. So what do you think? If we're not going to have the dollar as our reserve currency, should we have a new gold standard? Should there be something else that fills in? We've had some interesting suggestions on the web. Some people said it should be chocolate, and some people said rice should be the
truffles.
Truffles,
they never
you say
lose
truffles.
Their value, yes.
Well, then pigs would become incredibly valuable, wouldn't they? Give us your take. What should be
valuable.
The new gold standard? Call us at 8778 my take.
The era of the U.S. dollar coming to an end. In just a minute, we'll look at the global currency system. And could there be another Bretton Woods to reset the whole program all over again?
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.